Well, that is really cool. Victoire is an all-star female quintet founded by Missy Mazzoli. Their recent album, Cathedral City, has garnered rave reviews.
The members of Victoire, I'm so sorry. That's fine. I had that right the first time, are Missy Mazzoli, founder, composer, and keyboard player, violinist Olivia DiPrato, clarinetist Eileen Mack, keyboardist Lorna Creer, and bassist Eleanor Oppenheim.
At this American Music Festival, Victoire will perform tonight at 7:30, and Missy Mazzoli will be a part of the Composer to Center Stage initiative as the composer educator partner. Missy has worked throughout the year with a group of students at Troy's Doyle Middle School, helping them create an original composition, which will receive its world premiere as part of the ASO's Capital Heritage Project, a project celebrating the history and significance of the legendary Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
Missy herself will have a world premiere as part of the Festival Orchestra concert, a piece entitled Holy Roller. Missy now joins us along with the other members of Victoire, Missy, Olivia, Eileen, Lorna, and Eleanor. Welcome to the round table.
Thank you very much.
Do we get everybody's name right? Are we okay?
It's Oppenheim, but other than that, you're golden.
Yeah. It's Oppenheim.
Yes.
Oppenheim.
I don't expect anyone to ever know that.
Why do you choose that, to avoid Robert Oppenheim?
We didn't choose it. It was given.
I see.
It's an Ellis Island thing.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So, Missy, give us a sense of how you got involved ultimately with the Albany Symphony Orchestra.
Sure. Well, I've known David Allen Miller for years, and they programmed a piece of mine a couple years ago. And then last summer, they called me and asked me to be part of this program they're doing of composer mentor in residence. So I was like, yes, absolutely. And because the program involved, you know, writing music for the orchestra, but also a lot of teaching this age level that I really love, which is, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th grade.
That sounds so great. That's before, like, life smacks them upside the head.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's
they're
still
not
great.
They're like starting to get a little jaded, but not like too jaded, and so you really have an opportunity to influence them. It's great.
So you're the boss of this whole group, right?
No, I mean, I started it in 2008, 2009, and with the idea that I wanted a group of amazing players who would play my music and where we could travel. But the process is really much more collaborative and becoming more collaborative, and that everyone has very specific skills as players and improvisers and composers. So while I'm still the primary composer, like, we all contribute creatively to it too.
Are all of you original members, or has that?
Yes.
Okay, so you've been together for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? We can go around the table of what that experience is like, in the sense of bringing this group together and what you're able to accomplish. Who would like to start? Eileen, how about you?
Don't all yell at me.
Eileen's looking at me like, no,
Eileen,
you.
Go ahead.
It's great to play with people. I mean, I've met Missy in 2002, so coming on 10 years. So it's great to work with people you've known for a long time. And so you can be completely relaxed about making the music and totally trust in their musicianship and do your own best work.
So Missy said you all bring something to the table. What do you bring to the table?
Good question.
I play clarinet and sing on one of the tunes occasionally. So and we improvise some of our parts. We have input into, Missy will sometimes bring a song to us in a, you know, kind of embryonic form, and we'll all work through on finishing it and helping expand it.
Eleanor?
Yeah, it's great to be able to work with these people. I like them all, which is a plus. I've known Missy since 2004, I guess. So it was great when she said she wanted to start this band with these amazing musicians, and then it actually happened, and then once that happened, it kind of just steered itself from there.
Do you play out a lot?
Me or us?
Both.
Yes, we do. And I do. I think all of us are involved in a lot of other projects as well, but we devote a lot of time and energy to this, and we invest a lot in it emotionally.
So my band, the Satellites, years ago ended up in a fist fight. Do you think that'll happen with your band?
Well,
all bands end up in fights.
It hasn't happened yet. Sometimes Missy fires us periodically throughout the day, but we've never had a fist fight.
And they just keep coming back.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of them.
And deep down, that's what you want, though,
exactly.
Isn't it?
I never actually fired anybody.
No, we have a running joke in the band.
Warner, now, what is your thoughts on being part of all this?
Well, it's actually kind of a very unique project for me because I come from a classical piano background, but I actually have been living in the more electronic DJ, more techno influence world for the last several years.
Is there a fundamental difference between the piano being a pianist versus a keyboardist?
Yes, definitely. And that's something that I've been kind of exploring and finding out new things. It's a completely different mindset. It's different. It's a different feel ergonomically. It's a different expectation sonic-wise. There's a lot more flexibility. Although I do love piano playing and I do love classical music, I really enjoy being able to come with that mindset and also be able to offer something with a little bit more depth in terms of the electronic music.
Because there is that moment where obviously it can be manipulated through technology, whereas with the piano, it's just you and the instrument.
Right.
And I would think there's pluses to both of those, obviously.
Yeah, it's completely a different instrument and it's a different mindset when you're approaching it. So this is a chamber group, but it is very influenced by indie rock, by electronic music. So it's kind of, I kind of go back and forth thinking pianistically and thinking more electronically. And it's something that I kind of...
Pianistically?
Yes.
I love that word.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a word. I can live with it.
Okay. Cool. Now, Olivia, you're the violinist.
Yes.
And how did you find your place in this particular group? In this quintet.
Yeah, well, I also met Missy about 5-6 years ago, and we've been working together for a while. And what I really enjoy, as Eleanor mentioned before, that we often get a tune kind of in the early stages, and then we work on it all together, and we find new sounds and new ideas through this process.
Is that a German accent I hear?
Yeah, I was born in Vienna. Vienna. I'm half Italian.
Ah, interesting.
But, yeah.
Is it... No.
Now, Missy, as far as the new CD, how long have you been working on this?
Well, Cathedral City actually came out about a year and a half ago. That was our debut CD.
All right. So that's the first. That's it, right?
Right. That was our debut.
And excellent. That's very cool.
Okay. Yeah. And then we're working on our next one.
Yeah. And where's home base?
In Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. So, and then you travel out from there.
We do. We just actually a couple of days ago got back from a tour of Sweden, which was really amazing. We were not even in Stockholm. We were near the Arctic Circle in a town called Umeå. But we've traveled all over the world at this point.
How'd you book that?
It was an amazing festival.
We were doing that too.
Yeah, I don't know how people hear of us.
Let's see, we're going to be in Troy, and then we're in the Arctic Circle.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
A week ago, we were by the Arctic Circle. But it's this amazing festival called the MADE Festival, M-A-D-E, and they invited us, and it was amazing.
How'd they find you?
New York Times.
New York Times, yeah. The creator read a review and was intrigued and then did some stalking background research and then called me.
It's good to be stalked that way. That's
I don't mind. No. I'll bring it on.
How come there are no men in this group?
By design, I would imagine. Well, considering you're an all-star, all-female quintet.
Well, that's how we've been described, yes.
Yes, by Time Out New York.
We are indeed all women.
We are also all fantastic musicians.
That was really the beginning of it. I mean, I have known all these women for years and years and years, and they're all just the best players of their instrument that I knew in New York. And I thought, these people can do anything. I really like them. We get along, which is essential if you're going to be traveling in a van around the country and around the world.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So,
and also I would like to make the point that the very first Victoire show, I was actually sick, and so our friend Will Smith was on stage.
Yeah.
I think he was wearing mascara, but
we did have a male. We're not exclusive. I mean, we play
not
with all
the
different
Will Smith, by the way.
Not
right?
the Will.
Okay, all right.
Not
that
yeah,
just checking.
A very different kind of band.
Yeah, just checking. Be very cool, but yeah.
Now, I know this is probably a naive question which has been asked before, but Victoire, it comes from where?
Well, it's a French word meaning victory.
Yeah.
It's also the name of a hairstyle that was pioneered by a French princess in the 17th century.
What does it sort of look like?
It's like a huge, kind of massive Marie Antoinette on steroids, beehive kind of thing. But I just really it just sort of was this mysterious, I wanted one word, a kind of mysterious word, and that was it.
Wow.
Victoire is going to be performing on Thursday night at 7:30 at the theater here at MPAC. When did you actually arrive in Troy?
I arrived a couple days ago. They arrived very late last night.
Okay. So what kind of rehearsals will be going on today? Any or how does
Sure, we're going to rehearse and do a sound check in the theater this afternoon.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So you're working on the new CD, so what goes into that process?
You know, it's a lot of, I don't know yet, actually, because it's when I made the first CD, I didn't know what the band would be or how people would respond to it or what it would turn into. And I had no idea that it would go this far, that we'd be able to travel this much or perform this much or have this much exposure. It's been amazing. And I was just writing really for myself and trying new things. So I want to really maintain that. I want to maintain that sort of element of risk and experimentation and let things develop more in the room, you know, like to bring it, now that I know these people so much better than I did even 3 years ago and I know what they can do with their instruments, I want to really take advantage of that even more. So, and I know Lorna has an amazing facility with electronics and beats, and so we really have been working on stuff together, and it's been great.
I read a whole bunch of reviews last night of your work, both of the CD and of your performances, and one of the things that I learned a lot from those, but what I made the note of in the on my legal pad as I was going through of how many times the various reviewers or interviewers would use the word quirky.
Uh-huh.
Do you like that?
I like it. I think it sort of implies a sort of playfulness, which you don't often get with classical music. Classical music is very serious.
Because I latched right onto it. I said, I want quirky. Like, I'm all over quirky.
Yeah. I think I really like when reviewers use a lot of different adjectives that have nothing to do with each other to describe it. So it's like sad, minimal, romantic, quirky. It's like all these little things. And you're like, oh, I have no idea what that sounds like. And that's good. I want people to be intrigued by that and come to see us.
New York Magazine does a lot with that, with food.
Right.
Food is quirky.
Food is quirk. Okay.
It's always good. You know, I mean, that's a good word, I think.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some of your work in our next segment, some of the recordings off the new, year and a half.
The
recent CD. Thank you, recent CD. And but a reminder that Victoire will perform tonight at MPAC at 7:30. The Festival Orchestra concert featuring Missy Mazzoli's piece Holy Roller is on Saturday at 7:30, and the Capitol Heritage concert is Sunday at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, also at 7:30. Thank you so much for being here. What a delight to meet you all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.